American officials are recalling some promises they made during last year's elections. If you remember back to last fall, it seemed the whole economy was falling apart, and politicians vowed to rewrite the rules of American finance. Well, they'll have a chance to do that soon when Congress gets back from its recess. So this morning, we're going to check and see how the rewrite is going. We're joined by Adam Davidson, part of NPR's Planet Money team. He came in wearing a pinstripe suit and has now pulled off the jacket. He's ready to go. Good morning,
Adam.
I'm
ready, Steve. Yes.
And you've been spending the summer reading up on financial reform. I'm very sorry for you.
I read it, so you didn't have to.
But still, let's get the basic explanation here. Politicians, at least some of them a year ago, were saying this is bigger than politics, bigger than partisanship. They need to work together to make a more robust financial system. So how's it going?
Certainly every Democrat, Republican, Independent in Congress agrees that we need to take a serious look at our financial regulatory system to make it safer. But they do not, of course, agree on the details. I actually suggested to Barney Frank, he chairs the incredibly powerful House Financial Services Committee, and I said to him, why don't you guys in Washington get together a broad bipartisan panel, experts, technocrats, and have them come up with simple solutions.
You are wrong to think, just flat out wrong, that there is some panel of experts that are going to come to an agreement. You're ignoring ideology here.
Pew Charitable Trust has a panel of Peter Wallison on the right, Martin Bailey, Alice Rivlin, and they are coming to consensus.
What consensus are they coming to? We're not dealing here with arithmetic. There is never going to be a consensus answer to what happens. You're not going to get calm, reasoned, bipartisan investigation.
So are you just wrong?
I think that Barney and I are both right. Can I take that wimpy way out?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I talk to academic experts, tenured economists, and yes, I think I can get a broad bipartisan consensus there. But Barney Frank, of course, spends his time in this town, in Washington, and the politics on this issue in particular are vicious. There's also huge money from bank lobbyists who are very active, you won't be surprised to hear on this issue, but also consumer groups loyal mostly to Democrats who are fighting for their interests. So yes, I think I can get a bunch of academics from the left and the right to agree.
Is there also a question of practicality here, Adam Davidson? Because you're trying to regulate people in an immensely complex financial system that's constantly changing, constantly evolving, and people always have an incentive to evade regulations and make $1 billion.
I think that's exactly it. You also have regulations that don't change rapidly enough. When you look at the key things in this crisis, securitized home mortgage loans, credit default swaps, those things didn't even exist in the early 90s, the last time we rewrote a lot of the rules of regulation. Whatever Barney Frank and the others do today will not take into account the, no question, thousands of innovations that are going to happen over the next 5 or 10 years. And as we've learned, innovation can be wonderful and it can be really, really dangerous.
Now, one of the reasons we're talking about this now is because Congress is expected to be discussing it again in the fall. Does this mean we're going to have a safer system anytime soon?
For the foreseeable future. The banks are really nervous. We consumers are nervous. I mean, would you go out and take whatever mortgage people offered you at this point? So what I personally worried about, we still don't know a lot about what caused this crisis. There's a lot that was going on inside the big banks that we don't understand. There's a really complicated interplay where a lot of regulations created perverse incentives that led banks to do risky things. So I think a lot of people want to know more before we rewrite these regulations. Although I will say I posed this theory also to Barney Frank and he was not buying.
Oh, I think we know how it happened, why it happened. I believe it was the failure to adopt regulations. I think this is a pattern, not deregulation, but non-regulation. You know, it's a loaded question. Are there things you would like to know more about? Sure. I suppose I would like to know more about you before we did the interview. I'd like to know more about everything that went into the meal before I eat it. Waiting until you know everything is, of course, a sure formula for never doing anything useful.
Does Barney Frank have a point, Adam Davidson, in that it's something natural for a banking lobbyist to say, oh, we can never understand this complicated financial organism and don't touch it too much, you might hurt it, and in the end, you're basically getting the government to do nothing?
I think that's exactly the tension. Everyone around the world, every investor, every government is looking at Barney Frank and saying, what are you going to do to get us out of this mess? But on the other hand, there's a lot we just don't understand.
NPR's Adam Davidson represents our Planet Money team. Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And you can hear much more of the Barney Frank interview, including the part where he tells Adam he's being stupid, on the Planet Money podcast at npr.org/money.